good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show. Can you believe what is going on in America today? It just shocks the conscience anymore. And I saw one of the latest ones was posted on Bill Still, 8,000 people that are held captive in that new secession insurrection in Seattle. People are being raped, robbed, threatened, beat up. Wow, only in America, huh? And we have a mayor and a governor says, oh, it's just a nice look. We have a party. I can't make this stuff up anymore. I mean, it's literally, I don't know what to say anymore. It's so far out there, you just can't believe that it's happening. This is like out of some Purge movie or something, if anybody has seen those. Total lawlessness. And I think that probably at some point Trump's going to have to step in. And if he do, like he said last night, those that watched the rally, there was only about 6,000 people there because these Black Lives Matter and Antifa folks were there blocking people getting, interfering with the elections. That's actually what they're doing. It's interfering with the elections, a presidential election. I'd like to see him prosecuted. And there was one of the co-founders of Black Lives Matter said, our goal is take out Trump. It ain't got one darn thing to do with black lives. They don't give a rat whether Negroes are shooting other Negroes. They could care less. It's a nice cover, though, because it sounds so good. And then we use something called social justice or social rights. Get up. Wake up. There is no such thing in the law. There is no such thing. That was ruled clear back in 1870, somewhere after the 14th Amendment. There is no such thing as social rights. It is, what is it? It's identity politics. It means you don't agree with my view. I don't give a rat's rump what your view is. You may worship pet rocks. Fine. I don't care. That's your right. But I'm a racist if I don't agree with your view. Why don't people wake up? And then I saw all of these companies that are getting around and donating money to this stuff. I can't believe it. Don't they look at, oh no, it just sounds so good. Us white folk or us businesses, we've been pounded on there as a pandemic against the Negroes today. That is a crock of smoke and mirrors nonsense. And then like they did in the Vietnam War, which was Congress and Johnson and those people, the vets come back, and who do the people blame? The people that fought the war. They don't have a say in it. But they pick on them and spit on them and stuff. Congress is the problem. Presidents are the problem. And I'm going to go over this latest decision on DACA about the APA again, because most people have no clue because it's not put down anywhere. But who donated money to Black Lives Matter? Bank of America, $1 billion. Nike, Michael Jordan and the Jordan brand, $100,000. Sony Music Group, $100,000. Walmart, $100,000. Warner Music Group, $100,000. Nike, $40,000. Google, million. These are all million. 100 million, 100 million, 100 million, 40 million. Google is 25 million. Universal Music Group, 25 million. Google, 12 million. Spotify, I don't know who in the heck that is, 11 million. Amazon, 10 million. Bad Robot Productions, movie outfit, $10 million. Facebook, $10 million. GM, $10 million. Goldman Sachs, $10 million. Riot Games, $10 million. Target, $10 million. United Health Group, $10 million. Verizon, what the hell are you doing in this? Verizon, $10 million. $1.7 million. Who just can't make this up? These, don't they look and see that the gal that is in charge, one of the co-founders, she loves that guy that's in charge of Venezuela? Why in the holy hell don't all of you idiots, you anarchists, go down to Venezuela? Take that money and fly down there. Live there. You don't have to worry about overthrowing our republic. You can go down there and experience it firsthand. No water, no food, no law. You'll get raped. Yay, put a sign up. Hey, I'm a woman. Come rape me. Well, I heard on one of the shows the 20 most dangerous cities are all Democrats. Now, it's amazing. Black Lives Matter. Let's see what we get. Black mayors. Right? Black councilmen. Black prosecutors. Black cops. And we still can't fix the problem. We have the highest murder rates. There's a guy called in, you might know if he's listening or not, about St. Louis, for per capita, the highest murder capital in the world, rate of murders. In Chicago. And who's killing them? It ain't whites, folks. It's black killing blacks. Don't they care? And then they put abortion clinics in the black neighborhoods. Hey, that works out really great. So we'll kill more blacks. They don't care. Eat, drink, and be merry. I learned a real hard lesson. You cannot save those who do not want to be saved. I tried that with the Chickalin War Whoop Nation up here on their driver's licenses. Took it to court. They wouldn't show up. Nick Baggage, the guy that does the Gacona nonsense, claims to be a PhD, which is not. It's an honorary, but I'm a doctor. God, him and his Mark and Nick both are unreliable. Mark Baggage is the one that took over when our Senator Stevens was unlawfully indicted and found guilty, and then he was found innocent. The same judge, Sullivan, that has General Riot, General Flynn. And they're having amicus curiae. They're having a, I listened to the, you can go to the District Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, or for the Court of Appeals for the District of, listen to Sidney Powell and the United States. It's black and white. There was no crime. If there is no crime, you made it all up. You withheld evidence. His attorneys were in on it with the DOJ. Why are we here? Oh, well, they go with all a bunch of nonsense. Some words, some, well, I don't know, you know. He actually lied. Yeah, he did. Under pressure. He was threatened. But if there's no under, what's justice all about? Well, you could go up on appeal. So he's supposed to wait now. You'll go up on appeal, and you'll eventually win, but now we'll put it off. What the hell are you guys doing here, folks? If there's no law and there's no crime, it's a done deal. That's how corrupt our courts are yet today. Thank God Trump is appointing. He's up to 200 judges. I don't know how many of them are going to be good ones. They're not. It's like anything, but serves a heck of an improvement over what we've had, like the Ninth Circuit. Another arm of the Democratic Party. I've wanted the Ninth Circuit on appeal myself against cops. I've experienced being taken down by a cop. I had bursitis. He took me, got his arm, my arm behind me, took it on the hood, and just kept pounding on it till when he let go, I was just barely conscious. I've never fainted in my whole life. I sued the sucker. But I went to the Ninth Circuit, and I won. I sued him, and then the judge, Singleton, he's a smart judge, wrote the jury instruction so I couldn't win. But then he told me I can't use the Ninth Circuit opinion. Of course, I was naive and stupid back then. I don't believe what they tell me anymore. You can go to HELL. I should have brought it up. I didn't. But I didn't have the money to appeal back in. That's what they do. They bring you down financially. They did me. They brought me down. Couldn't pay insurance, all kinds of stuff. That's all right. I'm back. I'm gaining again. No complaints. Because you see, what I have lost is nothing compared to the people that have been killed, limbs blown up, all sorts of things. Mine isn't even a virus on an elephant's butt compared to what some people have suffered. This is why it just pisses me off to no end to see these people get around and stomp on the American flag and burn it. I'm with Trump. It should be a 1 year the pokey. You want to honor our flag, go to jail. Okay, let me look and see here. I got a caller here. I haven't taken my thing up here to see who it is. Let's see who it is here. Francine in Wisconsin, question or comment?
Both.
Okay,
the comment is the 1 year in prison or jail is not enough for the burning the flag. I think they should go to another country that doesn't have all the freedoms we do for 1 year.
You know, anyway, that would be a good, real good thing. Listen to Venezuela or Iraq.
Yeah.
Iraq would be better yet.
Nice eye opener. My real question is, we tried to send you a donation. I took information off the internet and it came back. So where do I send you some money?
Did you try it to Walmart or mail it?
Mailing.
Okay.
I have a money order I put in an envelope.
Did you mail it to a P.O. box?
Yes.
Okay. That's been changed about a year ago. Okay. You have a pencil?
Yes.
13193 South Old Knick, K-N-I-K, Harbor Drive, Wasilla, W-A-S-I-L-L-A, Alaska, 99623.
Okay, very good. Then you're going to have some frog pelts coming your way, and we appreciate your work.
Well, I appreciate donations because that and something that I am going to be doing now is finally time. I'm going to be getting homepage up in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to be unique. And I'm not going to be putting the videos on YouTube. And I'm looking into now what I can copy and what I can't copy. But the things that's going to be available for the people that are, one, have are member of the IRS list, which is $250 a year. Donation, Walmart or postal money order. And if you can't afford it, mm-hmm. I'll still add you, but there will be a special section with you can go in behind the scenes and look at dictionaries and all sorts of things. But sure. I'm going to have all the statutes at large available and cases and stuff that nobody's doing. I'm going
to
tell
them. Wonderful. I'll look forward to it.
Yep, it should be interesting.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Francine.
Bye.
Yeah, we're in a fight for our life. If you want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, better get out and vote November 3rd. Because if Trump doesn't win, we're done. I can't even believe, can you believe that somebody would support somebody like Biden that has dementia or Alzheimer's or something, can't even get two sentences together, can't figure out whether it's his sister or wife, can't figure out where in the heck he is, and they're supporting this guy. This shows you how crazy. Why do they pick somebody like him? He can't even talk. There's no way he could have a debate with Trump. No, not unless I got somebody that takes his place. It's not going to happen. And then they get people like Trayvon Martin, which was then we had Michael Brown in Ferguson. Hands up, Don't Shoot, which is the beginning, real beginning of Black Lives, this BLM, Black Lives Matter BS stuff. And it was turned out, hands up, don't shoot, was a total lie. Total lie. And Obama tried everything to make it work, and he couldn't. Because the autopsy showed the guy was charging him. 300 pounds of black dude coming at you. What are you going to do? Oh, let's arm wrestle on this one. See, you was up at my window before and we argued over my gun. Oh, come on back. Go give you another shot at it. Like H-E-double-L. Shoot the sucker and kill him. I've been arrested, I think, probably 7 times or something. I don't know how many times. I never in my wildest dreams would even think of resisting arrest. Because I know something might really happen, like Ralph might not be here. We can't do those things. We have to have law and order. That's not the place to fight the problem. That dude down in Atlanta, he has supposedly had 4 felonies. He was out on probation. That's why he didn't want to go back to the hoosegow. You can't do what he did. That cop was 100% in the right. And you can't take a taser and turn around and try to, even though he missed it and shoot at the cop, what if it hit him in the face, hit him in the eye? And that stupid prosecutor down there, he's overcharging him, which they do all the time. But it makes it look good. Because, see, he'll get reelected because he's up there investigating him for fraud, but he'll get reelected before it ever gets to trial. So we'll have a perpetuation of a prosecutor that's out of control. Doesn't have a clue. Doesn't even wait for the investigation to be done. We don't need that. This is a political thing. I am going to bow to Black Lives Matter. Back in a minute. Oh, I'm pissed.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Understand it. It's not put down anywhere. I was just looking here on Breitbart. New York, they disbanded the 600 plainclothesmen. We don't need those people out there, those people that are picking on the box. They were undercover, taking people's guns and stuff. We don't need them no more. I agree. Go for it. Guess what happened? Guess what happened? Do you think the murders and stuff went down or up? What do you think? Well, let's see. We had 28 shootings and 38 victims. A year ago, we only had 12. So almost 3 times. Oh, that's no big deal. I say shoot the hell out of them. If you people in New York are so stupid to keep voting for Democrats that don't do a dang thing, I ain't line them up. Why not? How stupid can you get? Sheesh, you can't save people from themselves. You just can't. If y'all want to get killed with no police, get it on. And why should I care? I don't. Until you learn something. The only way, some people can't learn. They really can't. I don't know what it is. I really don't know. It puzzles me to no end. I look back at the Moses coming down off the mountain, and here we got people that have first-hand knowledge of the power of the Creator, and they're built a golden calf. Like, that's going to do something? Hoo-ha! Well, you know what the Creator did? Opened up the earth and said, be gone! Poof! There are some people they can't save. That's a fact of life. They're just pure evil. I don't know what makes them that way. I don't have a clue. Can't do anything with them. You can feel sorry for them that there are innocent people that get caught up in it. But you got to stand and fight. If you won't stand and fight, it's your problem. You can't save people that don't want to be saved. I proved it to myself. And I really got screwed. I had my life screwed up for about 5 years. Insurance and jail and fines and... But you know what? It was worth every damn pin, every minute of it. I needed a hard lesson. I learned it. And if you think you can save somebody else, you're fooling yourself. I don't mean we don't try to give information to people, but these people's eyes and their ears are closed. Just like down in Trump rally, they're getting around, this AOC and all these, Islam is a theocracy, folks. It is based on the fact that only Allah is the supreme law of everything. There is no such thing as a constitution of the United States. There is no inalienable rights of people. It does not exist in a theocracy. That is a fact. That's a fact. We technically can't have Muslims in this country. Oh, there are exceptions, like to anything. But they will stick together. They will. Look at the Democrats. They will stick together when it comes to voting for an impeachment that's based on absolutely nothing. A lie. One lie based on another lie, based on another lie, on another lie. And then we have the media. They're not the media. They're the propaganda arm of the anarchists and the communists. These people are out to overthrow our government. Wake the hell up. I get so tired of listening to Hannity. I like listening to Hannity, though. But the media is not doing their job. Of course they're not. There's a proper. I used to listen to Voice of America and then listen to what was going on Russia on shortwave radio. That's what they are. They are out to overthrow our republic. And I guarantee you, if we don't get off our butts and go do something, we're going to lose it. And once it's lost, we'll never get it back. Short of the Civil War. And God, we do not want another Civil War in this country. We do not want another Civil War. I've never seen real live action. I have a friend that has. I know a few other people that have. I don't ever want to see it. The games that we played made a believer of me when I was at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. When we had chose up sides and we're hiding from the other side. That was enough reality for me. Go watch the movie Midway. Current one. The newest one. Very few pilots came back. And they knew. They knew before they went out there. Their odds of coming back were so low, they were going to die for their country. They took down 4 aircraft carriers of the Japanese and changed the war. But it took their lives to do it. And we have these pieces of garbage out there that want to tromp on the American flag and all. We are so blessed in this country. Unfortunately, they had a Black Lives Matter over here in Palmer, and my van was in bad shape. I finally got it back now. I got it fixed. I was going to get some.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our republic's been overthrown. You want to know who did it? Just take a look in the mirror. We all did it. You know why? Because we don't know the truth. We're in the matrix. We don't own our car. We don't tap mud. I can't say for everywhere. We don't own our land. I can know we don't own our cars. I've proven that. We don't know what ownership is about. And like Esau, he gave up his birthright, lost his lineage and property rights. And the Creator was pissed at him. I wonder why. And it's all because we think we're a citizen of the United States. They reconstructed our republic. They weren't lying. After the Civil War was not all, the Confederates are all bad. No, they're not. It wasn't all about slavery. It was about states' rights. The Federales, the federal government, actually overthrew our republic after the Civil War. Folks, under the guises of slavery. Slavery's bad. Of course it is. Who in the hell wants to be a slave? The first slaves in this country were the whites under indentures and stuff. Well, we don't know that, though. The blacks captured the blacks in Africa. Wasn't whites. Oh, yeah, okay, well, the Jews, and they brought them over here, but they brought more slaves to other places than here. But we're still the bad boys because we don't want to know the truth. Being a slave is a terrible thing. I can't even imagine. It's hard to imagine. But it's over. But they lied to us, folks. They lied. And they're still lying. 911 is a lie. Wasn't airplanes. Waco was a lie. And they're still lying. Oklahoma bombing was a lie. These are lies, major lies. The guy shooting in Nevada with 800 rounds, when you can hear different sounds, different guns going off at the same time, that is a lie. Are we in trouble, this folks? You dang right we are. Trump said the state is way deeper than anything he even thought. We're in trouble, folks. And if we don't fight, we're going to lose our republic. And then we will have civil war or something. We'll have like the Purge movies. Whoever's watched the Purge movies, I've watched a couple of them. I want to see what it's doing. I don't like to talk about something I haven't seen. Total lawlessness. Kill anybody and anything you want for, I don't know, it was 24 hours, 48 hours, or whatever it was. That's what's going on in these cities. Can you imagine, like somebody dialing 911, calling the cops? Oh, my sister's being raped in Seattle. 911, sorry, can't answer. There's no answer. This number's been disconnected. Yeah, right, okay. Well, you better learn to get a weapon. That's why the Second Amendment, any country that's given up their rights, you're screwed. So defend yourself. I'm going to talk now about what they're doing to General Flynn. It's beyond belief. The thing that amazed me is I didn't understand why General Flynn had to be taken out. And they finally came out because he knew how the intel system worked. And they could have never pulled off this Russia hoax. He knew enough about how the internal workings. Trump can't know everything. He was never a politician. Can't know everything. You got to rely on other people. Hell, even in the small business I had, I knew more than all of them because that's what I did. I built it up, but it's hard to keep up. And that was just a small business, nothing like the government. I am amazed at the thing that Trump has got accomplished, got rid of NAFTA. God, I fought that thing under Clinton, that lying piece of garbage. Fought it tooth and nail back then, to no avail. Got us out of that national thing over in Paris, Paris Accord nonsense. Got us out of the Trump or the Iran nonsense. This World Trade Organization junk got us out of that. Got us so they can fire people in the veteran that treat vets bad. So many things he's done. Lowest unemployment for everybody. He actually did something for all the minorities, whites, everybody. What a novel idea. Instead of just talking about it. Say, what they're doing to General Flynn, it just goes to show how corrupt the courts are. Because they should automatically, number one, he should have never been charged. Of course, we all know that they made everything up. It's just what Democrats do. And this is what we have a lot of rhinos, and we got one of the best ones in Alaska, Murkowski. She is a lying piece of garbage. She's right up there with Schiff and Pelosi and Schumer. She is just terrible. And she cheated to get in. And nobody did anything about it. She bought votes. Nobody prosecuted. Who are you going to prosecute? Because you have to have money and you got to have a lawyer. The first thing you get a lawyer, you're probably going to get sold out. Then you got to have a lot of money. This thing that they did, Obama did with this Department of Homeland Security, where they were getting around and they were sued by the regents of the University of California and the National Advancement of Colored People, NAACP, oh, whoopee-doo. Wow, they've really been advancing the Negroes, you betcha. Like the Southern Law of Poverty, they feed the Negroes a line of junk, and they've been buying it. I think maybe some of them are waking up, though, finally, the way it looks, at some point. It's not because they're stupid. They send them to the piss poorest of school that you can. Keep them stupid. Keep them ignorant. Like in Baltimore, I can't think of that representative that died, that black. They put trillions of dollars into Baltimore, rat-infested Baltimore. They prosecuted on that gray thing, 6 cops. They won. They overcharged them. And they lost. They had a black prosecutor, black mayor, black cops, black police chief, and they still lose. You think there might be a problem? It's not the color of your skin that's the problem. It might be the qualifications of the person. That blood's all red last time I checked. But there are places that I was shocked when I ran for governor for the state of Alaska, Patriot Party. I got off in D.C. I was on the C-SPAN. With the other ones, it was a thing, an offshoot of United We Stand. I got out in D.C., and the hotel that I was staying at there, everything was all locked up unbelievably, and I walked out to the store several blocks, and everybody's black, and they're looking at me like, what the hell's this white boy doing here? I said, what the hell? What did I do to you people? There is a prejudice in some of these neighborhoods. It's not safe. It's not even safe if you're black and you want to stand and have a conservative view. That's the problem. That's why they need police. But even crazier yet, this Patriot Party, when I actually had the election up here, because I was just trying to get a percentage so we could establish the party, They left their test stuff in the DL and Wasilla. I look at the votes, and the votes are going backwards. You ever see a tabulation of votes go backwards? Well, I witnessed it And you know what they said? Oh, Ralph, you know what you could do? You can, if you got $40,000, you can get around and spend $40,000, and we'll retabulate and fix the problem. But what was even more amazing is how stupid I was and naive back in the 90s. I went to United We Stand, and I looked at what Ross Perot was doing, and I looked at a video they started on abortion. And my God, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And they pulled that down there when he had his convention. I was down there with Dr. Schroeder. He had a book on banking, and he had a second one that he gave up on because his dad got beat up on. I was working with a guy out of Kansas, and he got threatened. And I said, well, give me the – they wouldn't give a copy of the book. But I saw what Ross Perot was about. He wasn't what he said he was. You had to be under their corporate authority. So I walked away from that. So I went with the Patriot Party. So I get around. I go to D.C. And I'm sitting there, and there's this real tall, lanky black gal next to me. She's running for some Congress seat somewhere. So I said, well, who you associate with? Farrakhan. I said, who's Farrakhan? You believe this? Who's Farrakhan? Look, evening. Where have I been all my life? And I took the guy, I can't remember his name, out of Seattle, or out of Colorado. He was a senator, was getting the 10th Amendment resolutions all across the United States. We went to a convention of the Patriot Party back in, it was Illinois or Indiana, and I paid for his in my way, because I had a money, I had a $2 million business. I was not wealthy, but, you know, I could do things. We go to this convention. What do I find out? I see a whole bunch of black people there. And I said, well, okay, fine. And he gets up and starts talking about the 10th Amendment, and they're booing him. What the? You got to be kidding me. You don't want the 10th Amendment, the rights reserved to the people, to the Constitution? I got up. Well, we had a real pissing match with discussions. When we got all through, I found out what this is Farrakhan's party. Fuck, these people are for, a whole bunch of them are for Farrakhan. He don't give a rat's rump about the Constitution. I grabbed that senator and copped on a plane, and we left. That was a wake-up call. It's amazing how you can get fooled by this stuff without researching it out. Like I say, Sidney Powell is just an amazing woman. I tell you, she's right up there. And there are patriots out there, but boy, they're few and far between. Well, I'm going to talk today. Let's see how much time I got left here. Oh, I got about an hour to go over what's really going on with this DACA. Obama got around and made an executive order. We can have illegals and all those people come over here. You betcha. We can have that. All these people come over here. It's not a big deal. Because, see, they couldn't get it through Congress. So I'll just get around and make an executive order. Now, the thing is, last time I checked, now here's the key. I'm going to go over it several times, the overview of it. This is what we're taught. At least what I was taught in school. Laws of the United States, which, by the way, we don't make anymore. They totally quit those in 1937 when they went to public law. Public law is where there is a dictator and we're slaves, loosely put. That's Congress, by the way. They only have public laws. They quit 1937. It's strictly public laws now. So there are no laws in the United States. It's all of this. It's another one of the illusions. It's right in the statute books. They printed. Go look up in the dictionary what it is. It's what we think we know that's not so, that keeps getting us in trouble. So anyway, Obama does this executive order. Come on down. I wonder if he talked to Big Mike about that. Who knows? So anyway, we get this done. He does it. And they file to go against it because guess what? Last time we checked, executive orders do not make laws of the United States. They don't even make public law. You got to have Congress to do this, to authorize it. Okay, so what is what we're taught, which really don't make laws, but we'll forget laws of the United States because there's so many things that we don't that are not true. But let's say Congress is making laws of the United States today. What are we taught in school? I know what I was taught. The House or the Senate, they get around and have bills, they get together, and they both, by a simple majority, have to pass the bill to enact it. It's not enacted into law. Now, let's not forget something. Back in 1870, they modified the way they made laws of the United States. Because, you see, it says, and be it further enacted for each section, because each section is separate. They took out be it further enacted, because we don't need that no more. That was in 1870, by the way. So we don't do that. So technically, they are already disarmed because each section says be it further enacted. Why would you take it out? It's only a couple of words, right? So anyway, that happened. So anyway, we get back to this thing. We're taught the House passes it by a simple majority, the Senate passes it by a simple majority, and none of them are constitutional, by the way. So then we get around and the president either signs it or he don't sign it. If he vetoes it, they go back and they have to get a 2/3 from the House and the Senate. That's how it works. That's what we're taught. That's not what's going on. That's not what we're being ruled by today. That's the cover story. That's the lie. We are being ruled by agencies. And most of them sit outside the government. They're called independent establishments. And they list them. Federal Reserve is one. They control our money system. The SEC, FDIC, all these folks. They sit outside the government. They tell you that they do. Because they come up with this novel idea with the Interstate Commerce Commission. We are going to create a non-political agency. So the president, with the advice of the Senate, will appoint this agency. They'll sit outside and they're not covered by any political party. So they're just in utopia. And then they're going to do what's right. And they're going to come back and rule us by regulations. Except, you know who regulations go against? Citizens of the United States. You have to take on the persona, the status. It's not a corporation, it's a status. Just like a status of a landlord or status of a tenant or something else. There are laws for those, and there is a laws for citizens of the United States. And if you are a citizen of the United States, you are under the absolute plenary power of Congress. Just like in D.C., they had to get us out.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Okay. So we're back. So we have this. Obama made a executive order. There is no statutory authority. The world we live in today requires, it's called public rights, by the way, that's another whole story, but it requires Congress to make public law. They have to statutorily authorize these agencies, and they only can proceed by putting something in the Federal Register. And in the Federal Register, because they were totally out of control after March 4th, 1933, when FDR took over, they were way out of control. So they came up, they were taking away the executive power of FDR. I got the report, too, where FDR had the government go out. They're called headless fourth branch of government because there's nobody. Who are they accountable to? Nobody. So they tried to say, well, don't we have a right? Now, we have, if we have a, quote, statute, which it's not, but let's just say it is, we can at least look up and say, well, it was passed by Congress, both sides, it was signed by the president, or it was overrode. We can find that. We have to have notice. If we're going to be ruled, we got to know what the law is, that it was done by procedure. There's got to be some procedure that we can find and prove. What is that procedure for agencies that have zero authority? And they only work on citizens of the United States, by the way, which I can prove. Because, you see, a citizen of the United States has no constitutional rights. In D.C., they're under the plenary power of Congress. They have no right of taxation without representation protection. They got nothing. Because the Constitution of the United States was not for citizens of the United States in D.C. It was for the citizens of the several states in their sovereign countries with their own constitutions and their own laws. So they enacted the Buck Act in 1940. We will deem you to be a citizen of the United States in a federal area. And then the Public Salary Act of 1939, because they couldn't do it lawfully, the state says, I'll tell you what, you tax us, and the Fed said, then we'll pay your tax. So they made an agreement back and forth. They're going to tax each other. Yeah, and put it in writing. They don't got no authority to do it. So we're deemed to be a citizen of the United States. How do they do that? By threatening us, and that's all they legislate for. That's all they do. You get a driver's license, you got to be a citizen of the United States. You go to vote, you got to be a citizen of the United States under the National Voter Registration Act. I guarantee you. And they do it right in front of us. Just like the federal juries. How do you get to be on a federal jury? You got to sign up, I'm a citizen of the United States. You get in there, and before jeopardy attaches, after they get it down to the 12 and a couple of people to stand by, the judge has to say on the record, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Because they need our consent. They need our permission to do every damn thing they do. Everything. And we signed up for it because we don't know no better. We don't. How would you know? Everybody's doing it. Must be good. Are all these people crooks? Most of them are, unfortunately. Is that a constitutional court? No. How do you know that a United States District Court is not a constitutional court? Because they print it. How are you going to find that? Are you in Westlaw? Are they exercising judicial power of the United States? Back in.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.